All right, let's turn Frank's mic on and see what Frank has to say this morning. Frank Tillman, CEO.
Good morning.
How you doing?
It's Good Friday, right?
That's right.
It is.
I woke up last Sunday and I thought, darn, it's Easter. My wife said, no. It can't be Easter. It's Good Friday. So she was right, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
So I had another week to get prepared for Easter. So we have been busy at the bank processing the Small Business Administration. They call them the PPP loans.
Right.
And they're designed to have employers keep people working, keep them on the payroll. Mm-hmm. And we started last Friday accepting applications, and then we've been processing them all week, and I think we're up to around 50 applications mm-hmm. that we've received and processed, and we've got probably another 20 more that we saw came in last night, and the total amount of loans approved already is around $3.5 million. So it's mm-hmm. it's quite a program. Mm-hmm. So the rules are ever changing because when we got a lot of people said they want to get the application early, so they got the application, they got it already. Last Friday morning, we had the application. Well, Thursday evening, SBA changed the application. So, you know, you had all those people that you had to, you know, say, it doesn't really seem to be that different, but it was enough different that they wouldn't accept it. So they came in back and got the applications in. And then there's just a tremendous, I think, confusion because everybody has an opinion on what is the proper loan amount and how this is going to work. So so every application that you get, we have to make sure that the information is up to the standards that the SBA has accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And what what we have to do is our due diligence in making sure that it's the correct amount. So and you get into, you know, funny answers like, well, my accountant tells me that I can apply for this, this, and this. I said, well, okay, but your accountant isn't, you know, he's a very smart person, but he doesn't have the final say on what is the eligible amount. So we just have to go with, everybody, we've got great customers. So they've all been understanding on that. And there's a lot of back and forth. And again, I marvel at the technology. So you're calling a business that's in Orford. You send down a revised application. Five minutes later, they send back the revised application with the proper signature. So we can really see, you know, how technology is moving it. And you can also see sometimes people don't have the right technology. So I called up a business owner and I said, this is the form that I need. I need it signed. And he said, great, I'll send it to you. And he took a picture of it with his iPhone mm-hmm. and sent it. Well, I looked at it and I said, I don't know if I can print, print it. It was like a size of a postcard.
Right, right.
So, but all the information was there. So I talked to one of our persons, said, we can use it? Yes, she says, as long as I can read it, it's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
the other thing about technology is we have a lot of people working remotely at home.
Mm.
And I checked the other day, we have somebody in Lancaster, somebody in Lunenburg, we have people in Windsor, and one in Franconia. I don't know how far west we go. I'm sure we have one in Groton. So it's, you know, again, and it's all we miss them, but they're able to complete their work there.
Yeah.
And, so that's the good news. You know, piece is it's working, and we're getting them processed. But meanwhile, the rest, you know, that we just can't make. We got to make sure that we're not neglecting our core customers. So. Mm. I looked down at my desk the other day and, you know, there's somebody that had applied for a loan last Tuesday and I haven't touched it. So I had to call a person up and she said, we understand, but am I going to get my money? Oh, yes, you're going to get your money and those things. So that we have the regular business that we have to do.
Yeah.
The tellers have been great. They handle a lot of the questions for us. And there's a lot of anxiety and by and large, people calling in and at the teller window are pleasant and kind, and then you sometimes you have your exceptions, but
yeah.
I mean they're rare. rare. We have great customers, great employees.
Yeah, it's great. It certainly has changed the dynamics of a lot of things. You know, some businesses, you know, have closed.
Yes.
Because of what is going on. But for the bank and also here at the radio station, we've been pretty busy the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. So it's the power of advertising. So last Friday, Tuttle said that was their busiest Friday ever.
Right.
We had talked about them on CAX, and they started running out of the things I like at 6 o'clock, like the scallops. I said, I want a load of scallops. Well, you know, tough luck
next week.
So, but they've done a great job. We've been doing lunches with them. We've also worked with Monroe Country Store. We're going to try to do something with Lita's Pizza, and I was always surprised at the number, because you go down Main Street and you don't see that many cars. But there are businesses there, so you have to kind of say, well, we started doing lunches for Wells River Chevy. Well, Dad's 4x4 is right there. Yeah. And then, you know, I went and picked up my mail and said, you know, the post office is still working. So, you know, let's take care of all of them. So that's been great. They always joke about when you get married, you get the honeymoon 10 pounds. Well, I think we're going to call this the COVID-19.
Really?
10 pounds.
You know, yeah.
But it'll be spring. It'll be summer soon, and we'll be able to walk. I see that the Prouty went to virtual.
Yeah.
So I realized, you know, if it's virtual, I can get on a stationary bike and pedal and put up a great background of the Grand Prix, or the, what is it, the Tour de France?
Yeah. During the holidays, remember, they were really pushing the Peloton, the bicycle.
Yeah. I'll get that video and I'll say, oh,
really?
Look at that, Frank. He's pedaling up mountains, and sitting in my chair watching TV.
As you know, the online technology has certainly changed a lot of things, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And the other thing I really wanted to talk again about is fraud. We've already received notices that there are people saying, in order to get your check, you have to give us this, your information. Mm. Nobody from the bank is going to contact you. And if somebody tries to contact you to get that information, that is the key to your identity. And they'll, at the very least, they'll steal your whatever refund you're entitled to. But at the very most, they might steal your identity and take more. Mm. So be vigilant, you know. So social distance, but social distance includes staying away from crooks and thieves and scammers.
Yeah. So
they're out there.
So whether you're, do business with Wells River Savings or not, if you got a question, call the bank.
Call the bank. Yep. And, you know, our call center, which is at 802-757-2361, they do a great job. They all pretty much have a good idea of how things operate. And then if you have a more specialized question, like what's going on with the SBA PPP, they'll get a hold of one of us. And so, I mean, we've really stepped it up. But, we want our people back.
Yeah.
Of course, our customers back.
Of course, Frank usually is, scheduled to come in the final Friday of every month, but been coming in with the weekly updates, which are really good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's good.
I was a show-off as a kid, so,
Well, it's great that you're providing, your customers, or not, with the information.
And again, I'm not trying to butter you. Yes, I am trying to butter you up. But, local radio is, you really see the need for it in a time like this.
Yeah, thanks.
You can get local news. You can get things right up to speed. And you're not going to get that from Sirius.
Right. See you next Friday.
See you next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right. Thank you,
Frank
Steve.
Frank Tillman, CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. We're about 16 minutes after 8. A couple of important messages, including an updated look at the forecast. And hopefully we'll be chatting with Ryan Chase at Valley Floors. Mm-hmm.